Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies, while Jerusalem will see a mix of sun and clouds. Haifa is enjoying a clear day. If you're heading out, it's a good time to enjoy the fresh air. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, election polls show little change, maintaining a political deadlock after party slates were finalized. Hamas claims an Israeli strike in Gaza killed a senior operative freed in the 2011 Gilad Shalit deal. Also, Ynet reports that the IDF has struck southern Lebanon, moving to dismantle remaining Hezbollah infrastructure on Ali Taher Ridge. Most terrorists trapped there were killed after weeks of fighting. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post states that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denies telling the Qatari emir to delay efforts for a rapid Israel-Hamas hostage deal, calling such claims complete fiction. Separately, I-24 News reports on how Hezbollah is using Lebanon's schools for indoctrination. Recent IDF operations have uncovered weapons caches hidden in Shia schools. And finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency introduces Gadi Eisenkot, a political novice who could unseat Benjamin Netanyahu, his Yashar. Your party continues to lead in the polls. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago that the UN atomic watchdog has reported Iran to the UN Security Council. This marks the first such action in 20 years due to Iran's lack of cooperation in a long-running investigation. Jonathan Shanzer, a Middle East analyst, noted earlier today that Iran's besiege is tightening its grip as domestic pressures grow. In a post from earlier, artist Gabe Draws shared a statement from prominent Jews and allies, including Deborah Lipstadt and Boris Johnson, who condemned the genocide accusation against Israel as a modern blood libel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the political landscape in Israel. The Times of Israel reveals that despite the finalization of party slates, election polls remain stagnant. This situation underscores the ongoing political gridlock. Hamas's claim of an Israeli strike killing a senior operative adds tension to the region's already complex landscape. This deadlock affects both domestic policy and international relations. Turning to the military developments in Lebanon. Ynet reports that the IDF's operations on the Ali Taher Ridge have been largely successful. Most Hezbollah fighters trapped there have been neutralized. This move is part of a broader strategy to curb Hezbollah's influence in the region. The outcome could shift military dynamics along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, Antony Blinken has firmly denied claims reported by the Jerusalem Post. The alleged conversation with Qatar's emir about delaying a hostage deal with Hamas was called a complete fiction by Blinken. This statement aims to clarify U.S. diplomatic intentions amid sensitive negotiations. Such clarity is crucial for maintaining international trust. Separately, I-24 News highlights the troubling trend of Hezbollah using educational institutions in Lebanon for military purposes. The discovery of arms caches in schools raises concerns about the safety and future of Lebanon's youth. These revelations could prompt international calls for accountability and reform. Finally, Gadi Eisenkot's political emergence is making waves. The JTA reports that his Yashar party is gaining traction, posing a significant challenge to Netanyahu's leadership. Eisenkot's rise reflects a growing appetite for political change in Israel. This shift could reshape the nation's political landscape. On the economic front, first, Ktech reports that Sasi Levy of Noma Security highlights the rapid expansion of research areas. He argues that researchers should create new problem spaces instead of focusing solely on individual bugs. This approach could drive innovation in Israel's tech sector. Separately, Mariv Business discusses the concerns of a former Anthropic researcher who warns of potential dangers in the AI industry. He claims that the AI race is heading towards uncontrolled development. This cautionary tale adds to the global debate on AI ethics and safety. And finally, from Globes, Teva Pharmaceutical plans to recycle its debt following a credit upgrade. The company aims to issue senior notes in euros and US dollars. This financial maneuver could stabilize Teva's long-term economic outlook. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.